build audiences. Always be building an audience. When you have an audience of people, you cannot go broke. You cannot not make money. When you have an audience of people who you serve, who love you, doesn't matter how small it is, doesn't matter how big it is, you will make money, period. And that's what Tutsian had figured out.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another Fighting Entrepreneur episode today. Today, I'm not going to fight this person because this person, I like this person. This person's awesome. I can't wait to tell this story. So we're going to have joining us in the ring, a actual learned student who was so crazy and so daring that he actually started his online business during the pandemic, and he's killing it. And he's gone full time. And here's the thing. His best month so far recently was $11,000 in 1 month selling to a tiny market. He only sells right now to the Hungarian market. I've never met anyone that actually is selling only to the Hungarian market, which is kind of cool. $11,000 and just getting started. I actually do not know a lot of the great details in here. This is all going to come out through this podcast. I wanted him to be on the podcast. I didn't want to have things learned before. So keep watching. All right. It's going to be epic. We're going to talk about how he got his start actually with my copywriting course. You guys have seen a lot about this lately. This is no joke. I'm telling you, lives have been getting changed all over the world thanks to this copywriting course. So by the way, if you're watching on YouTube right now, click subscribe, click the thumbs up icon, click the like icon, leave a comment. And in the description, I'll leave a link to my copywriting webinar so you can go learn more about this too. But before we go on, learn.com, L-U-R-N.com. Make sure you are a member of this community. We've got some killer features coming out. I've been talking about it all year. It's getting time. Within a month or so, we're going to completely change. Oh man, I'm too excited. What's happening inside of Learn. It's going to be epic. So free account, LURN.com. And of course, onikpodcast.com to binge listen to these epic episodes. We got another big announcement. Oh yeah, the Fighting Entrepreneur is going to have another episode being added to it. So you don't just get me once a week now. You'll get me twice a week. And that's going to be all about, take a guess, copywriting. It's going to be all about copywriting. Every week, copy funnels, because it's that important. All right, I'm rambling now. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about how you can start selling courses, how you can stop your stupid excuses and start moving regardless of what's going on around you. Because the person I'm bringing to you today is a student who just started their business. He took our copywriting program. He was devoted, dedicated, and he did it during the pandemic. And he did it in a market that doesn't like it, that doesn't even like online courses. But he found a way to the tune of six figures. Now he's full time, you know. He started off as a dishwasher. He was washing dishes. He moved from Hungary to UK, worked his way up. He was doing HR. And guess what? In November of last year, he was like, I'm done. I understand. I've taken this stuff enough. Time to take some action. He took some action. He went full time. This is gutsy. Went full time on the spot. And I guess it was a great decision because just months later, he's killing it. So everyone help me welcome to the ring, Mr. Tutsian Cardos. Oh my God, did I say the name right? Please tell me I said it right.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. No one was listening to my rehearsals beforehand. But man, Tutsian, thank you so much for being here. What an inspiring story. You are an inspiration. Thanks for agreeing to come on and talk to the rest of Learn Nation to rip them of their excuses, right? Congrats, man. What great success. Thank you for being here. Okay, so before we start, and I'm gonna turn it over to you. You're gonna tell your whole story. Got to give the Fighting Entrepreneur oath.
Oh, sure.
Yes, you got to raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, Tutsian Cardos.
I, Tutsian Cardos.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Tell the truth but nothing but the truth.
And reveal my Hungarian marketing secrets.
And reveal my Hungarian marketing secrets.
Those are words I never thought I would say. That's awesome. Hey man, take it away. Tell the story. I'll keep asking questions. I want the students to be able to see how you did it, where you did it. We're going to talk about what you sell, how you get your traffic, you know, what's going on, like how do you made your first money. But how much of that you can cover, I'm giving the mic to you, man. Take it away. Tell your story.
Sure. My name is Tiziano Cardos. Thank you for having me and welcome everybody in this amazing podcast. I'm an avid fan of yours, actually, to be honest with you. So I listen to you, I watch you all the time, and I'm inside your head as well, which I highly recommend everyone to join. It's an amazing group. It's not for everyone.
Oh, how did I not promote that? InsideMyHead.com, InsideMyHead.com, InsideMyHead.com. That's all we're going to say. Now go ahead.
Yes, I would say that's the best Facebook group ever. And I'm not just trying to boast you or anything, but seriously, it's amazing. So I started my journey back in 2014 with one single book, The 4-Hour Workweek, like everybody else, isn't it? That's when I find out that my ex-wife is pregnant, so we're going to have a baby. So I started to look for options, obviously. Typed into Google how to make money online. This popped up, started with the book. Wasn't successful up until 2020. So 6 years grinding, tried everything from Amazon FBA to Shopify dropshipping, to Fiverr gigs, everything. So I had the shiny object syndrome as well, jumped from one thing to another. And that's when I came across with one of your programs, the Copywriting Academy. And I thought to myself, okay, I liked that idea that you said that every good marketer should be able to sell through the written word. And I said to myself, okay, English is not my first language. As you can hear, I have a funny British accent. I come from Hungary. So how come that I could sell to an English audience? That was my first idea without showing my face. So I started getting into copywriting. And as I did your course, throughout the course, you said one thing, one sentence, which actually caught my mind. You said that you refused an offer, a very high offer, which we just found out was $350,000, to write copy for someone else. And you refused it because you said, why should I write copy for someone else for such amount of money when I can do it for myself and build my own empire? So I finished your course, got my certification, and I thought to myself, okay, where should I begin? Because copywriting is basically plug and play. So it doesn't matter which language you use, the same principle works. So I said to myself, okay, I speak Hungarian, I'm Hungarian, and I know quite a lot of people who are struggling back home. And I've got loads and loads and loads of friends, actually, who are asking me stupid questions one after the other, how to make money, how to do this, how to do that. And they knew that I've been in the online money-making business for quite a while, for 5-6 years before. I never made a dime, but I knew a few tricks here and there. I knew a bit about Facebook ads, Instagram, print on demand, things like that. So what I did, I started a YouTube channel in Hungarian. And what I did, I put my progress up on this channel about Instagram and print on demand. So it wasn't really much of a success, to be honest with you. It was just basically for friends and family who kept asking me the same questions. So what do you do now? How do you build Instagram pages? How do you do this? How do you do that? So I kept on educating myself, but I used my copywriting skills via video to tell people how to do this, how to do that. So my journey basically caught the eye of quite a lot of people in Hungary, and my YouTube channel started growing immensely. And that's when I had my successes with Instagram and print on demand. I started to sell more, and I started to build more of these good channels. And I said to myself, okay, I'm going to teach people how to do Instagram and print on demand, because that's what I know. That's how I can start. And you mentioned in one of your courses that you have to be just good enough. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be just good enough. So I wasn't selling hundreds and thousands or millions of t-shirts, for example, or mugs. I was just able to tap into an audience, into a niche, and be able to sell to them. So I started to teach this to people. And eventually, quite a lot of these guys, maybe about 100 people, started asking me in the comments, why don't you make a Facebook group? And then he got me, okay, let's do a Facebook group. Why not? So we can talk. And I created a Facebook group, and lo and behold, a couple of months later, I was basically forced to create a course. Literally, I was forced to create my Instagram course, which is still available in Hungarian. And as soon as people started to buy those, It just started to get out. Now, mind you, everybody who's trying to sell to a Hungarian market or any, how should I say, second or third world country, in Hungary, it's extremely hard to sell anything online because people are not used to it. People don't grab their credit card and pay for things online because they don't trust the systems. Just to give you an example, I had to explain to my Facebook group what PayPal is and how it works because they never heard about it and they don't trust it at all.
So Tutsian, I want to take a break real quick. I want to pause because there's some really key parts of this story, and I want to make sure everyone's following. So first of all, I want everyone to understand one thing. Everything he mentioned, it's all free traffic. He didn't mention anything about Facebook ads. He didn't mention anything about paying for anything. So, but I want to get something straight. So you realized you have something in the Hungarian market because you know Hungarian. And this is something I really want everyone to understand. And I'm going to call out a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, whose story is so relevant that I want everyone to kind of piece this together. So a good friend of mine, his name is Rithaban Chakrabarty, okay? Rithaban C, as everyone knows him in the online space. Brilliant guy. By far, 3 times more brilliant than I'll ever be. The guy can do anything. And he comes to me one day and he's like, he wanted to kind of, you know, have a course selling and information marketing. And he was like, but I have this accent and, you know, and the American market and the US market won't like me. And I disagreed with him. But one day I remember telling him, why don't you use what you have to your advantage instead of using it as a disadvantage? And he decides he's going to teach Indians. He's like, you know what? I'm going to build, and he loves Shopify, so he's all about e-com. So he now just jumped forward. He started doing videos, started doing training, and he decided to double down on the India market. He's got 150 or 160,000 subscribers. I don't know, last I checked. The guy is like, he got a Shopify endorsement deal in India. Like, he's become that big of a deal. So what you're doing, Tutsian, here is brilliant. To catch that right off the gate was really smart. Like, you know, go after a market. But where I got a little lost was, you said you started doing print on demand using Instagram. So initially you weren't teaching people how to make money online. You just came up with t-shirts and things that targeted Hungarian market. You posted them on Instagram. People got excited and then they would go to your print on demand store and buy their shirt. Did I say that correctly?
Pretty close. Okay. I sold to the American market through my print-on-demand stores, and I recorded this as a journal, and I put it on YouTube to teach people how I'm selling t-shirts to the American market in Hungarian language. So I actually taught everyone. I showed them my journey, how I'm making $10 here, $20 there, and I showed the whole thing. So the reason why Instagram came into the place is because I used Instagram as free traffic for my print-on-demand stores. And the best thing, that this is what I grabbed basically, that you don't even need to speak English to sell print on demand things because everything is pre-written for you. The website is pre-done. The Instagram page is already there. So all you gotta do is just do the hashtags. So I started to teach people how to build Instagram pages around niches. And then when you get a big enough audience, how to sell them t-shirts and cups and whatever it is via print on demand sites. And this journey was all on YouTube. And that's when people got interested. So if I'm Hungarian, if I don't speak English, how can I do this? And that's when my courses came into the play. And mind you, to this day, at this very moment, I have 2,300 subscribers on YouTube.
Wow.
And my email list is 1,400 right now. And this is what I'm using to make $11,000.
Ah, God, that was gold. I love that. Share that again, because man, so many excuses from learned students just got shattered. You do not need to have a... See, this is why I love going after tiny markets, small markets, and being specific. What do I teach in copywriting? Be freaking specific. How big is your YouTube subscriber base?
2,370 something.
2,300. And your email list is only?
1,400.
1,400 subscribers and he's making $11,000 a month. Any single one of you that has had any excuse to date has just been thrown out the door. Do not tell me that your list is too small to make money. It's the wrong list if you can't make any money from it. But if you get that right market, he's got 1,400 people that love him, that hang by his word. That's what's important, because they connect with him because he's the only one out there serving the Hungarian market in that language, teaching them how to do this. Okay, so what you used YouTube, so this is cool. You used Instagram to sell these t-shirts to the Western market, but you documented you doing that in Hungarian to on YouTube to the Hungarian market. And now these people are watching, and you weren't selling anything at this time. You were just saying, here's what I'm doing. You had no course, no affiliate marketing, nothing. You were just posting cool content. Then these people are leaving comments saying, please, please, Tutsian, show us how you're doing this. Show us how you're doing this. And you're like, okay, I'll keep making more videos. And then they're like, no, we want to be able to talk. We want more. We want more from you. So please create a Facebook group. So you're like, oh, okay, the market's asking for this. So notice how, guys, Tutsian's not being brilliant here. He's just going along with the flow. The market tells him what to do. He's like, okay, market's demanding this. I'll do it. He creates a Facebook group. Probably took him 15 seconds. It's super easy to create one. These people go running into that. And then they're in there and they're like, damn it, we want more, Tutsian. We want more from you. We love you so much. You must create a course. And he's like, oh my God, geez, finally. Okay. Like, you know, if you're going to twist my arm so much, gosh, you want to give me your money? Okay, I'll take it. And like, I love the organic flow of this. And that's what I want everyone to know. This is, I always say this about business. It's the business that has this like organic flow. Like right in the beginning, when it just seems things are just working, they're just going, that's the business that's going to scale big. It's just because it has that. So far, I wanted everyone to understand how he used the three different like free traffic methodologies to tie itself to build the story. Okay, so let's pick up. So they're asking you for this course. How did you get your first sale from the course? Did you create it first? Did you pre-sell it? Did you do a live group? Like, talk to me about that.
Okay, so my first course was the Instagram course, which I wanted to build it up in steps. So if somebody wanted to start with print on demand, it won't work without building an audience first, especially if you wanted to use the free traffic sources like Instagram, Pinterest, or whatever. So I wanted them to understand that building an audience is the most important thing to do. So I promised them basically that the print on demand course will follow, but first I'm going to teach you how to do Instagram. So what I did, my Facebook group right now counts 740 members. So still not a big of a number, but at the time it was about 80. So not a lot of people. So these were the cream. These were the guys who were really, really interested in learning Instagram and print on demand. So I handpicked 8 of these guys who constantly commented on my post, who kept on writing to me, sent me voice messages, things like that. And I asked them, what happens if I send you the beta version of my course? You do it and you tell me how you feel about it. All I did was asking for a 2 to 3 minute video, which they recorded with their phones, and tell me how they felt about it, whether it was 2 months later, 3 weeks later, 3 seconds later, it doesn't matter. I just needed reviews. And I was concentrating on the bad reviews, to be honest with you. So I just wanted to find out what's missing, what's the issue, what they wanted to know. So I created this small version of the Instagram product. It was about 20 videos at the time, now it's 60. So it just grew in the meantime. And as soon as I've got these reviews from these guys, I started to use these reviews as marketing. So I created a landing page. The landing page had a couple of things basically saying, this is what it is. This is why Instagram is amazing for businesses, free traffic source, whatever. And there are a couple of my students who started to use this program, and these are their, you know, their opinions. And that's what I put out there. And I said, if you're interested, I'm going to do a live on my birthday, which is the 18th of November, and the thing is going to go live. And as soon as the group started to fill in, or thanks to YouTube, they saw this post because I pinned it on the top. They saw this post. So there was a big hype around it saying, okay, on your birthday, it's coming out. Wow, that's amazing. And that was my all-in moment. Because I just quit my job, we just moved to Spain with a couple of thousands in our pockets. And I said to myself, if it's not going to work, we're going to go down the drain. So it has to work. There's no excuse. It has to work tonight or nothing. And on my birthday, the 18th of November, I did a live in my Facebook group to about 114 people. So it was still a small, tiny market. And I sold, I think on that night, I sold $3,000 worth right on the bat.
Okay, So was that, so that beta group, you gave it the course to them for free in order for them to give the testimonial?
The first half of the, yes, the first 10 videos out of the 20.
So you said you're, okay, I got it. That's smart. So the first half, so the rest of it, they had to pay you eventually to get that. Okay, some questions. When you went live in the Facebook group, you said you had 114 people in the group?
Roughly, yes, yes, 108.
How many were even on the live? Like how many actually showed up for the live?
80. That was huge. Yes, I was so happy. Okay. 80 people showed up. Yeah. I built up a hype around it because I promised them that because it's my birthday, I'm going to give them something as a bonus. And I priced the actual program as a higher price. And because I was 33 at the time, I'm 34 now, I gave them 33% off, which was my original selling price. So I made the math and I said, okay, so if I give you this huge discount of 33% off, I'm still making money, blah, blah, blah. So that's why they stayed till the end. So it was crazy, yeah.
Man, awesome. So smart. I love this. Because it's showing everybody that you can make money, you can get your first money, and you just need a few people following you. You know, inside our program, we have a program called Digital Business Accelerator, which actually, Tutsian, is the one I'm thinking right now. And I know I told you, you need to be inside of a program we have called Copy Alliance, which I still stand by that. The program you really need to be inside of is Digital Business Accelerator. Because now that I'm learning what your business is doing, I think Digital Business Accelerator will take you from where you are right now. It'll triple your income in the next 60 days. Like I can guarantee that because now I'm learning. Like I know how you're thinking, how you're getting your traffic, how you're doing your marketing. It's perfectly in alignment with a program we have here at called Digital Business Accelerator. So we'll talk about that later. But I love how you took this small audience, you nurtured them, you weren't rushing the sale, you did it right. You said, let me get the, I always teach this, what am I teaching inside of Inside My Head? When you go to insidemyhead.com, the number one thing I'm teaching, if you happen to be Inside My Head and you haven't caught on to this yet, I'm telling you bluntly, the big lesson I'm teaching in there over the course of, it's going to be over a course of months, you're going to watch it happen, is build audiences. Always be building an audience. When you have an audience of people, you cannot go broke. You cannot not make money. When you have an audience of people who you serve, who love you, doesn't matter how small it is, doesn't matter how big it is, you will make money, period. And that's what Tutsian had figured out. Hey, I have an audience. These people, I am unique to them. They don't see his audience. They don't want to learn from Onyx Singhal. They don't want to learn from Tony Robbins. They want to learn from Tutsian because he is them. They trust him. They believe him. They have a relationship with him. So if you are watching this, who is your audience? Ask yourself, don't go for the big, go for the little. Who can you directly relate with? Who can you directly serve? That is such a powerful lesson. So Tutsian, you went in, you let the audience tell you what they want. All you did is you defined your audience. You said, hey, this is my audience. These are the people that I want. Then you started talking to them. They started talking back. They started saying, hey, Tutsian, we want more of this. Hey, Tutsian, we want this. Hey, we want that. You said, okay. Showed up, gave it to him. All of a sudden, okay, hey, how much was your course? So you made $3,000. How much was the course?
Yeah, 197 euros, which I think about $240, something along those lines.
Great. Not thousands of dollars, not crazy. 20 videos, something he made over the course of some time. Did you use professional studios, professional video editing equipment, or was it a pretty raw course?
Not at all. I used a screen recording software, which I paid $14 a year for.
And did anyone care? Do your students care? Did anyone say, hey, this isn't shot in a professional studio. I why did I pay for this?
I'll be 100% honest with you. There's only one video that my face is shown. Only one. The introduction video where I welcome everybody. Only one. Yeah. And the rest is all my screen and my phone. Nothing else.
What I love, Tutsian, is that you took one thing I teach. I don't think enough people hear the importance of it. You took it and you ran with it, which is just good enough. J-G-E. He's making six figures just good enough. Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
What happened afterwards, that's when the email marketing thing came in.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Because people started to build audiences, but they didn't know how to monetize them. So I started to getting all these reviews from people saying, which I can send you screenshots if you wanted to, that I started this course in November and lo and behold, in January, I have 6,000 followers and then 3,000 here. So that was one guy who did 60,000 followers on Instagram in 6 months. So people started saying, okay, but how am I going to make money off this audience? And that's when I started to pump out videos on my YouTube channel, which is again free. So I'm showing people how you can make money with print on demand and how much you can make if you find a niche audience. And I started to ask them that if you are interested in a print on demand course, sign up to my email list and I will let you know when it comes out. And my first thing that I did was to create a questionnaire in Google, asking them 20 questions, asking them, what would you like to see in the course about print on demand? What's your biggest pain point? I asked them silly questions as well. And it came back to me. So all I had to do is like 20 or 30 people actually filled in the questionnaire, which is still not a big number, but I get about 20 times 20 questions back to me. So I said, okay, so this is going to be video. This is going to be a video. So they created my course. Actually, all I had to do is just record it. And that's what I did. I started emailing them. There was not a lot of people, about 130 people subscribed to that email list saying that, yes, we are interested in your course. So my course sold for €324, which is about $400 and something. And I sold huge amounts of those. Well, huge amounts. I think about 40, 50 within the month.
Yeah, it is. That's huge.
And yeah, and all I had to do after that is basically just leave a link in the description in my YouTube videos. If you're interested, join my email list. I will send you the info. 5 emails, all automated. I do broadcasts as well every now and then when I discount the courses or I have affiliate offers. But still, to this day, all these email automations and the free videos on YouTube make me money. And what I also did just to keep myself close to the audience, because you say something as well, which actually grabbed my mind. You don't have to be Batman. You have to be Robin, which I love. That's extra. I love that. So I, instead of posing myself as the guy, you know, who's unreachable, I'm going down. So what I do is every Sunday or every other Sunday, I do a live call in my Facebook group. Whether it's about motivation, whether it's about trends or changes in the Instagram algorithm, half an hour, not a big deal. But still, 30, 40, 50, 80 people show up. So they hear my voice and I tell them that, okay, guys, if you want to take this to the next level, check out my courses. That's all I do. That's what I do to this day.
It's so incredible, man. First of all, kudos to you for taking things I say and really diving deep, because so you said Batman versus Robin, right? And I really want everyone to dissect. When I teach things in copy and funnels, I live the creed of what I teach. So one of the things I'm doing this year in 2021, which we spoke about earlier, was the insidemyhead.com brand. Why did I create that? Because the bigger Learn is getting, the more distant I was getting from our customers. There are more layers between myself and the students. There's more coaches. There's more administrative. There's more this. There's more that. And I was like, man, I can't get that far from them, because in the end, it's all about them. It's about the students, right? Our creed at Learn is our students' success comes first, always, in every decision we make. So I just innately was like, screw it. I'm ripping it all apart. I'm creating a separate brand, separate domain, has nothing to do with Learn. I'm cutting right through the fluff and getting right to the students. And I hang out in insidemyhead.com like I am one of the gang. I post funny thoughts. I post random thoughts. I post nonsense. I engage in arguments. It's inside my head. It's crazy up there. But the thing is, you notice how Tutsian said it's the best group. And it's funny when he said that, because I'm like, why? I don't really actually do a lot of teaching or training in that group. I mean, I do a little bit, but nothing close to what I do in my podcast or anything else. The reason he said that is because they get to know me, right? You get to see like, okay, this guy is just as nutsy as I am. This guy has the same kinds of thoughts that I have. This guy has the same problems I have. That's Robin. And that makes you connect with people. And that's why he can have a group of 100 people and 80 show up to a live. Because it's his birthday and they're like, I can't not show up. It's Tutsian's birthday. He won't even know. He probably doesn't even know who they are, but he's going to be like, oh, Tutsian's going to be mad at me if I don't show up for his birthday. Like, I got to support him. So that there's magic in that. And you lose that in the numbers, right? So when you're smaller, use it to your advantage. And you've done a brilliant job with that, Tutsian. Seriously, I am beyond impressed. Like, it's so cool to see the story. I want to ask you something as we kind of wrap things up. You've given away a lot of gold. Now, by the way, guys, he's active in the Learn Nation Facebook group. you know, if you you know, go tag him, ask him questions. I'm sure he'll be happy to answer, or come inside my head and he's there as well. So you got different places and different ways to get engage with him. And at the end, of course, we're going to drop his URLs and his information. You can engage with him directly. What's next? What's the master plan? How do we go from 11 to 20 or to 25? What are you thinking right now?
Right. At this very moment, I've got 7 courses. So these 2 main big ones and then 5 other smaller ones when it's engaging with motivation or how to use Instagram bots or whatever it is. So I've got 7 courses. I'm trying to add 2 more courses to this because my audience asked me for a YouTube course. Obviously, I'm not, as you can see, 2,400 something followers I've got on YouTube. So it's not big, but people want to know how. So just good enough, as I mentioned to you. So I'm going to create a YouTube course about how I managed to do this and how I'm using YouTube to make business. And I'm going to venture to the West, to be honest. So right now I'm creating a more American-friendly version of these courses. So I'm trying to see whether I can expand this to an English speaking audience, not literally English speaking audience, but English is a universal language. So it's more widely spoken than Hungarian, obviously. So if I can help to somebody who's in Poland or Netherlands or whatever, but speaks English, I'm happy to help. Yeah, that's where I'm trying to go to now.
All right. I have a different option for you, a different path I want to propose to you. Do all of what you're doing. That's great. I believe I can help you very quickly, very easily make 50 grand US without all that work. I think you don't have to create multiple courses. And I'm going to tell you right now that the one thing I'm about to offer you is going to double your business instantly every month, month over month. And it's going to make it possible for you to do more of the courses you're doing and make them more profitable. And here's what it is. And I have some thoughts. So I think we're going to do this. It's going to be fun. You need to launch a premium offer. It's time. You need to launch an offer that is $3,000, maybe $5,000. And I can hear the paradigms in your head already going, what? You might be thinking, Hungarian market doesn't have that kind of money. That's too much money. I don't have. So I tell you what, you might be right. You might be wrong. You're probably wrong. I've done this with so many students. Here's what I'm going to invite you to do. And I'm going to invite everybody listening to this podcast. This will be fun. I don't know when exactly this episode is releasing, so I'll connect with our podcast team as soon as it's done to see when it's releasing. After it releases, Tutsian, let's get you inside my head on a live alongside 2 other brilliant people in our team that help do exactly this, Jeremy Bellotti and Crystal Romero. I've not even asked them yet. I know they're 100% going to be on board. The 4 of us together will host a live, if you're cool with it, let all of the crazy people inside my head listen in so they learn from it too. And we will design a model for you where my promise to you is I'll make you 50,000 in one shot and double your monthly business if you do what we teach. What do you think about that?
I'm absolutely down. Actually, my heart is pumping now. So yes, yeah.
Okay. So you've got my commitment. This is going to be fun. I'm excited. I told you, I love working with students who are taking action, who are doing it, and just scaling what you're doing. And I know whatever we teach you, you're going to take action on it. I know that. So I'm already having all kinds of crazy ideas happen. I think I know how to do this, but I'd probably want to know a little bit more. And I want to get Jeremy and Crystal there because they kind of will look at it from a different perspective than I will. So everybody who's listening right now, what you should do is go to insidemyhead.com, join the list, but specifically go to Facebook, join the group Inside My Head. And follow along. Once this episode releases, we'll announce a date and time, schedule an event, get Tutsian on, you get to come, and we're going to design that's the goal, $50,000 when he launches and doubles his business. So right now, 11,000, we're going to get him to 22,000 a month, and we're going to make him 50,000 on the first go. I think I can do it. I'm 90% sure right now. So if we end up changing the goal, don't hold it against me. I'm coming off of very little data right now, but I think we can definitely do it. Tutsian, man, it has been an absolute honor. Thank you so much for being on. This is going to continue. I'm going to have fun with this. I think we can do some big things together for your business. Where can people find you? If someone wants to talk to you, someone wants to get in your Facebook group, listen to, get on your list, where can they go?
Right. I'm pretty sure that we can discuss something later on that you could put my URLs down in the description box. But my Hungarian channel's name is Initial X. So Initial X, basically the word X at the end. I'm on Facebook as well with the same name, Initial X, in Hungarian, obviously. But you can text me, email me, whatever. You can find me on YouTube. And I'm inside the groups as well, in the Learn Nation group. Quite a few people actually emailed me and texted me after I posted what I posted. So yeah, just send me a message. I'm happy to help. If I can share anything that you don't know already, I'm more than happy to give it to you. But yeah, links down in the description. Go ahead. And thank you so much for having me. And thank you everybody for listening in to us.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. We'll get all the, in the show notes, guys, go to onicpodcast.com. The show notes will be there. If you're on YouTube, look in the description. We'll put as much information as we can. And again, if you want to connect with them, just get inside the Inside My Head group at Facebook, and make sure you're on the newsletter. And we're going to keep this going. So I'm gonna have him back for a follow-up training, which will be a lot of fun. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for you listening in. Remember, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. LURN.com. Make sure you're signed up. OnicPodcast.com. Make sure you're binge listening. And InsideMyHead.com to get inside this madness. There's lots of craziness going on up there. Guys, go out there, kick some butt, make your dreams happen. We're going to keep this conversation with Tutsin going forward. I've put forth a challenge. I'm going to see how we deliver on it. We'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much. Love you all. Go out there and fight for your dreams. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.